Last year, as the end of semester came to a screaming crescendo, I took flight into the silence for a day. To call it a retreat sounds far too restrained. This was an utter rout. I fled for the hills. The stillness at the retreat center was profound, and there was almost no one else about. I sat outside in the eastern cloister watching the moon rise, and the clouds swirl around it. It seemed to fill the sky, and herald the yet more radiant dawn to come. In the silence I could hear the radiators clanking in the church. I imagined the skeleton of the building coming to life and dancing within the walls, freed from the staid expectations of its daytime denizens. In the morning I took my cup of tea out to the cloister again. When it's 31 degrees out, you can be fairly sure you will not be interrupted at prayer there. I listened to the birds in the garden behind me and realized it was quiet enough that I could hear their wings flap. Just at that moment, a hawk came stooping down from the roof 3 floors above me. I could hear her wings creak as she beat hard to avoid the ground, then the strong woof as she wheeled round. As the end of the semester madness arrives again this year, I'm reminded to take a moment to step out, regardless of the weather. My wings, too, might creak as I try to avoid the ground, but there is strength that I might draw on. I need only ask. For you, O Lord, my soul in stillness waits. Truly, my hope is in you.